This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, March is National Nutrition Month, and this celebration wouldn't be possible without the farmers who grow our food. This morning, we'll talk food and nutrition with Jill Williams of the St. Louis Dairy Council. Jill has advice for us on healthy eating, managing food waste, and the importance of portion sizes.
That's right. March is so exciting for dietitians. It's National Nutrition Month. And we get the whole month to educate people and inform them about nutrition. It's a campaign that was created by the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, started back in 1973 as National Nutrition Week, and it's grown to encompass the entire month of March.
So is this like a month-long celebration for dietitians?
We love March, yes.
It's a whole month to talk about your specialty. So this year's theme, what's the, you know, the main focus for National Nutrition Month?
This year's theme is, there's a theme every year for National Nutrition Month. This year's theme is Go Further with Food. So when we think about that as a theme, going further with food, we're, you know, really thinking about, we want to choose foods that have good nutrients and things like that, but we also want to talk about food waste and kind of cutting back on food waste and learning how to manage our food resources at home while saving you nutrients and money. So we can talk a little bit more about some specific steps to do that.
Sure. Yeah. So I guess we'll start off with ways to eat healthy. You and I have visited about this before, but it's always a great refresher, especially with it being National Nutrition Month.
That's right. And, you know, really, if we use MyPlate as a guide, I think a lot of people are familiar with MyPlate. If you're not, it's a representation of the plate. It's put out by USDA. And, you know, really half of your plate should be those fruits and vegetables. And you want to choose foods from multiple groups at each meal. So a balanced meal is really having at least three food groups. But, you know, it's great to include everything, but if you can choose at least three food groups every meal, you always want to try and include fresh fruits and vegetables, lean meats, whole grains, and dairy. And, of course, those three servings of dairy a day as recommended by the dietary guidelines.
I know that the MyPlate, I've seen kind of how it's drawn out and everything, mm-hmm. and it's color-coded, and I know that has a lot to do with portion sizes, which I believe we're going to be visiting about a little bit later on in the interview.
Right.
All right, sounds good. So we'll visit that in just a few minutes. Back to managing food and waste, ways to manage food resources, tips for us.
So, you know, you really sometimes need to plan ahead in order to, you know, manage what you need and consider the food you have on hand before you buy more at the store. So, you know, just maybe try and make a meal plan for the week and, you know, make a list when you go to the store. Try and stick to that list. I always say, you know, don't go to the store when you're super hungry and, you know, you're putting lots of other stuff in your cart that you don't need and things like that, that they might end up going to waste in your refrigerator. You might end up buying way more things than you actually need. And then, you know, then you're throwing out a bunch of, you know, fresh fruit or vegetables at the end of the week because you didn't even get a chance to eat them. You bought too much. So, you know, if you really know what you need at the store, and then, when you're making food, if you make a big casserole or something like that, just freeze what you don't plan to eat during the week. You know, obviously a lot of people, they're not going to eat the same food for 3 or 4 days in a row. You get kind of tired of that. So just, you know, take those portions and freeze them into individual, portions that you can pull out and defrost and have for lunch or something like that later on, in the month.
Well, good tips. I know, especially when I make casseroles, you do eat it for, even on the second day, if you've had it for lunch and dinner 2 days in a row.
That's right.
By the time the third day gets here, you're ready for something different.
Right, right.
So freezing it and saving it for later is a great way to not waste it, I guess. So good tip there. Dairy foods. So often you buy a gallon of milk and maybe you thought you were going to eat more cereal or drink more milk and then you didn't, and now it's expiring in a day or two. And the same goes for other dairy products. So Jill, I know you've got some things, some ideas for how to use dairy products if they're getting close to expiring too.
That's right. You definitely don't want to let those things expire. I hate to throw out food and waste things. So if you had milk available, you can make a big pot of soup, like a cream soup that you add milk to. You can make macaroni and cheese. We have a great recipe this month on the Dairy Council website, which I'll give you the information about that at the end. But we have a great macaroni and cheese recipe that you could use that milk in. You could blend milk, ice, and a banana, make a little quick milkshake. Things like yogurt you can use in baked items. And I know we probably talked about this before, but yogurt can be used as a replacement for oils and fat in baked items, like, you know, if you're making muffins or something like that. And it honestly saves so many grams of fat and calories, and it really tastes great. We have a resource on our website called the Greek Yogurt Swap, and it kind of shows you how much fat and calories you can save by swapping out that yogurt for oil or fat. You can also use flavored yogurt to blend with fresh or frozen fruit and milk for a smoothie. I love smoothies. That's one of my favorite things to do with milk and yogurt. You can also even boost the nutrition a little bit more and maybe add some vegetables. Like, you could add spinach to your smoothie or something like that. You're making a face. A spinach smoothie. It's delicious, Katie. You need to try it.
It sounds okay. I would not be opposed to trying it, but
it's very good. Cheese. If you have big wedges of cheese and things like that, I never let cheese go to waste in my house. I think cheese can honestly go on anything, and you know, you can sprinkle it on tacos or casseroles or anything. Cheese is a great addition.
And if you heat it up and melt it, I mean, it really can. It could go on anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Meat, noodles, rice, you can find a use for it.
That's right.
Vegetables.
Eggs. Yeah, it's delicious.
All right. Well, great tips. And also, when you mentioned the smoothies, healthy and quick. So mm-hmm. a way, as we've talked before, a way to avoid convenience stores.
Sure.
If you've got those supplies on hand, do it at home.
Yeah, my daughter, she's only 2 years old, but she has started asking me for a smoothie every day. She loves smoothies. So it's a great way for her to get, you know, her fruit and vegetable servings and also those servings of dairy, too. So.
All right. Well, as I've said throughout this interview, great tips, good things to think about to use food in creative ways and not waste it. So back to talking about the My Plate as a guide for portion sizes and things that we should be including in our meals. How important are portion sizes? I personally think they're very important, but you're the dietitian, so you give us the answer.
Well, you're right. Portion sizes are really important to keep you on track with your nutrition goals. You know, and really, a lot of people, I think, don't understand how to read a food label. And the food labels actually are changing. It hasn't happened yet, but eventually they're going to change to be a little bit easier to read. But for now, when you look at a food label, you really have to look at not only, you know, the number of calories or other nutrients that you're looking for, but you also have to look at the portion size. So you might have something like a bottle of soda, and, you know, you look at it and it says 100 calories. So you're like, oh, you know, this is only 100 calories. But then when you look at portion sizes, it has 2.5 or 3 portions in that one bottle. So you really have, you know, you take that 100 times 2.5, and then that's a lot more calories than what you had originally thought. So portion sizes are important. In order to get your 3 servings of dairy a day, you want to remember, that's just 1 cup of milk or yogurt is 1 portion, and 1.5 ounces of cheese is 1 portion. So it's pretty easy to get those 3 servings of dairy. You want to choose foods where you get more bang for your buck. So, you know, of course, you can have a much larger portion size of fruits or vegetables or things like that than you can, you know, other foods. And you can eat a lot more and, you know, save on calories and be more filled up. So, you know, of course, all foods can fit into a healthy diet. I mean, if you, you know, do go out and, you know, go out to eat or eat fast food or something like that, you just have to remember that you need to compensate, you know, later in the day and kind of back off on some things because you probably already, you know, met your calorie needs for the day.
All about balance,
right?
That's
right. You got to balance it out. And, you know, there's so many ways now that you can track your calories and portion sizes to see what you consume. There's lots of online resources. There's apps and things like that. that are great to just start becoming aware of what you're eating. I've even used, and as a dietitian, I pretty much know how many calories are in most things that I'm eating. But I've used some of those online apps just, you know, to make myself become more aware of, like, wow, you know, it really adds up, you know, what you're eating during the day. And when you start tracking your calories, you think, oh, well, I don't want to have to, you know, write this down. So maybe I'm not going to eat this. So it does help you a little bit. If you're, you know, if you're interested in those type of things, I mean, I think they're a great resource. Technology is really helping us more and more. You know, I have a Apple Watch that I got for Christmas, and what I love it for is just counting my steps, and it tells you, like, you need to stand up now and, you know, get some exercise, and, you know, you want to meet your move goal for the day and things like that. So it's kind of a motivator and an encourager. So
I think just having some sort of awareness about what, you know, you're not just going through the motions, you're just eating and then you're walking to your car or you're walking, whatever you're doing, you've got a way to say, this is how much I've done and this is either good or bad for
the
day.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, all things to keep in mind. So we've been talking about all things nutrition because it is National Nutrition Month, the month of March. If people would like to find out more or celebrate all month long with you, Jill, because you're so excited, where can they go to get some more information?
Well, you definitely want to check out our website at stldairycouncil.org for more information on this month's topic, as well as the recipes and nutrition information. So we have a couple new recipes this month. I mentioned before we had the macaroni and cheese, and then we also have a yogurt banana split recipe on there as well. We have a bunch of resources that are related to all things dairy, so that's stldairycouncil.org. And then myplate.gov, if you are interested in learning more about the MyPlate, you can check that out for more information on food groups and calorie levels and portion sizes for healthy eating. And eatright.org is the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics websites, and there's some valuable resources on there as well about healthy eating tips and recipes and things like that.
Jill Williams, nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council. A friendly reminder that the Central Illinois Livestock Association has a meeting this Tuesday. That's being held at Diana's Supper Club in Nokomis. RSVP by today to Larry Miller at 217-710-1676. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.